Shannon Halbert is with us from the Labor Party. The tertiary sector's under pressure. We're seeing hundreds of tradespeople leaving New Zealand because the jobs just aren't there. Unemployment's at a 10-year high, and our country's vocational education and training system is currently decentralising and moving away from the old centralised mode. Thanks for your time this morning, Shannon. Mihiane kakwe.
Morena, Dale.
Thank you. Well, the role of wānanga remain a cornerstone, and then we've got regional iwi partnerships and funding and equity concerns and Māori trades and employment. With employment at a 10-year high and reports of these tradespeople leaving our country, Māori apprentices and tradies can train and find sustainable work. How can we ensure that's the case so they can build their futures here at home rather than being forced offshore for apprenticeships? Shannon?
Well, the state of it at the moment, Dale, is that we've had 20,000 construction workers head across the ditch to Ahitereiria. We're training 17,000 less apprentices than what we were three years ago under this government. And we have the highest unemployment rate for young people that this country has seen in a long time. And so that comes out by a couple of things. It's the cuts that the national government has made over this period to tertiary education. $185 million less than last year they've spent, on top of $1.1 billion cut from fees-free education. It's taking away the right for young people to build their lives here, to train here, to have work opportunities that I had. And I just don't stand for that. I don't think that's as good as it gets, and I think we can do better.
Tēnā koe, Shannon is MP in Northcote. What are we as a people losing out from a lack of focus on the needs of our young people? So let's just use apprenticeships as an example. Obviously, too, there are wānanga opportunities and learning environments. But let's just look at apprenticeships. We have a very youthful population. If we don't invest in them, then who is going to pay the taxes? Is it ultimately just going to fuel the superannuation needs of the baby boomers as we retire?
Kiwis love trades training. Māoris love trades training. And so one of our Labor Party policies that we've announced for this election is that we will expand the apprenticeship boost scheme. We saw thousands of young people engaged in apprenticeship programs under the last Labor government. We want to do that again. And we've included new industries for people to participate in. Things like road construction, water engineering, here in Beauty for our wahine. And, you know, those are areas where young people want to participate. Young people want to work, Dale. They want to be in training programs. They don't want to be sitting at home on the couch like some politicians say. We've got to have more faith in them. But in addition to that, we will be putting up $1 million of additional funding to support wraparound services, to support these young people to gain their qualifications, complete them, and to get into meaningful work for life.
Tēnā koe. Let's look at the learning environment, wānanga and vocational education. As the system moves away from a centralised model, what role do you think wānanga, iwi and Māori-led training providers have in shaping the new system? How would you ensure they have the funding and decision-making power to deliver training that reflects tikanga Māori and the needs of their own roke?
I think there's a significant role for wānanga. I spent 6 years before coming into Parliament at Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. When I look at their bicultural social work program, when I look at their education programs, they have the ability to scale up and play an even bigger role in training the workforce that we need for tomorrow, that understands Māori needs, to teach our tamariki and our rangatahi. But they're great teachers, great health practitioners, and great social workers that we desperately need out there with cultural competency, and that's the role that I think wānanga can play.
Tēnā koe. We've had an assault on targeted Māori funding by this government, deemed by many to be the most hostile towards Māori issues in living memory. And when we look at equity funding and Māori learners, with changes to targeted equity funding for Māori and Pacifica tauira, what assurances can you give that Māori students and whānau or to them that culturally appropriate pastoral care, learning support and other services won't be lost? And should our people have a greater say on where tertiary funding is directed and how success for Māori learners is measured?
Well, there's the contrast there, Dale, is that under a Labor government, we invest in equity, we invest in Māori and Pacific support initiatives to help young people complete their learning. That's not what Christopher Luxon's government has done. They've cut equity funding. And, you know, that has an impact on the institutions themselves and the learners. So we'll change that, and I think the apprenticeship boost expansion scheme that we've introduced again, that's a reflection of where Labor's commitment is at in the tertiary education sector moving forward.
Yeah, how frustrated are you, Shannon, as many are, that, you know, many of our people with get up and go have got up and gone because of the state of play politically here and the skills that they have and could share are now being used to fuel the economies of other nations?
Oh, we've got to be committed to building a future for young people here in Aotearoa. That comes through training, that comes through meaningful mahi, and that comes from enabling them to build a good life. We're committed to that, and that's what our policies are reflecting. But we've got to make sure that we're on top of the cost of living challenges that average New Zealanders are experiencing. We've got to make things cheaper for them, and so that's where you've seen our policies rolling out, 3 free doctor's visits per year, the $20 fare cap for public transport, a big ones and good examples for our community.
Thank you. And just before we go, I just had an interesting conversation about the use of social media and indeed AI in political marketing, if you will, as we build up to the election. When we look at the serious imbalance as far as pūtea available through donations, and I note some huge donations to the National Party just in recent days, how is Labor utilising social media as a tool rather than traditionally, as we saw, door knocking and billboards, or is still that the main way of connecting with our people? Or how sophisticated an approach is Labor utilising with digital marketing and social media usage in the build-up to the election, Shannon?
I still come back to the good traditional door knocking. You can't have the conversations that you have with whānau on the door in the same way on social media. So I think there's a place for all modes of engagement with our whānau out there for this election. Social media is certainly important, but grassroots on the ground is also meaningful too.
Well, tēnā koe, thanks so much for joining us on the program, Shannon. Looking forward to more conversations as we build up to November 7. Ngā mara ki tanga kia koe, te rangatira, tēnā koe, Shannon. Thank you.
Tēnā rawa tū kia koe, kia koe te hoki.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi.